Hey everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for joining. My name is Matthew. Again, we're going to take a look at the BTC price chart and look at the evolution of the power trendline regression on the price over the years. Okay, so here we have the Bitcoin price log scale all time. Please take a look at the links in the show notes, the description, for more videos on this. People tend to like this evolution of the price trend. Just want to bring this up to date this week and show you where we are. So Bitcoin price here, log scale. I have data as of May 15th, a day ago from this recording, about $27,000 per Bitcoin. I'm going to run an all-time trend line regression over the price now. And again, what is that all-time trend that best fits Bitcoin? It's not linear, not log, not exponential. It is a power trend line. All right, so here it is. 95% R squared. Starts on Bitcoin Pizza Day with Laszlo making that first Bitcoin price, which turns out to be sub 1 penny per Bitcoin. Nonetheless, that got us started here, and we move on all the way until basically yesterday to get this power curve. 95% R squared is really, really, really strong. Now, in prior videos, I showed a variety of different years of the trend line, but basically, this is going to be an evolution now, or a progression of how this trend line looked over the years. But rather than going forward, I want to go backward. Okay, I don't think I've gone backward before. So you can imagine that when I draw 2022's trend line, it's going to look pretty similar to the all-time trend line. All right, and what's the difference? Basically, 2022's trend line is going to take in all the data from the beginning until year end 2022. So only basically the same as this, except 2022's trend line won't have the last 5 months of data, but we can still predict out and see where it is. Okay, so as this is on log scale, it's going to look pretty granular. I'll zoom in a second to show you, but let's go 2022 and see where it is. You might have not even noticed on the screen here any difference, but there is. And I'll show you on the tooltip. There it is, 2022, 95% R squared as of May 15th. The trend line for 2022 is $55,000 per Bitcoin. All-time trend is $52,000 per Bitcoin. And of course, we are under both of those at $27,000 per Bitcoin at the moment. All right, let's go 2021. Do you notice anything? It's pretty close. You might have been able to see a dotted line there. Okay, I just want to keep adding them now. 2020, this is in red. I'll explain that in a second. Still can't really see it. 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016. This is in red as well. You might start to see, okay, I have the tooltip now when I move the mouse around, but if I take away the mouse and the tooltip and you just look at the chart, you might see a little bit of a dotted blue line on the top of the black line, the all-time trend, a little bit of a dotted red line below the all-time trend, but you can barely see it. The reason for that is that this is an extremely well-behaved power trendline regression of the Bitcoin price over the lifetime of the Bitcoin price. All right, let's put on 2010 now. I didn't want to clutter the chart too much, so I'm not going to show prior years, but 2010 is going to be the most extreme. 2010s is only going to go up. And I know the tooltip sort of bothers it here with such a big chart, but 2010's trend line is only going to go and include this amount of data. Let's do it here. So that's a way different trend. Okay, now you can see that this is way, way different. And if I zoom out, it's going to show the whole chart and you'll see where it is. All right, so here's 2010's trend line. Just flies. And again, we can predict that into the future. Again, prediction is a loose statistical term there. No one knows what's going to happen in the future. Let's go out to 2030 with the 2010 trend line, which is the first one on the tooltip there. $128 billion per Bitcoin by 2030. You're not reading that wrong. $128 billion per Bitcoin. But let's go ahead and read all the other ones now that we're predicted out to 2030, which is the date that I like to use in most videos here. Let's get the mouse on December 31st. Okay, so $128 billion per Bitcoin, that's not going to happen. At least that'd be a pretty rare, you know, 7-8 sigma event, even higher probably. $128 billion per Bitcoin, that is the trend based on only 2010's pricing action, where the trend line predicts Bitcoin's price will be at right now. But now let's go to 2016. Okay, so we have much more pricing action, pricing data, 90% R squared. And you can see that the 2016 trend line for Bitcoin predicts what in 2030? $600,000 per Bitcoin. What about 2017? $678,000 per Bitcoin. What about 2018's trend? $832,000 per Bitcoin. And that took in the 2017 boom, so it's rising. Okay, anytime price goes up, that trend line is going to come up. Anytime price goes down, the trend line is going to go down. But again, I'm freezing these trend lines based on each year end. All right, so that's 2018. 2019, where's it at? $718,000 per Bitcoin. 2020, $627,000 per Bitcoin. 2021, $783,000 per Bitcoin. 2022, $689,000 per Bitcoin. And that takes us to the all-time trend as of May 15th, 2023. The all-time trend line based on all pricing data from Bitcoin Pizza Day. May 22nd, 2010, $640,000 per Bitcoin. That's a 95% R squared, an extremely good fit. What's the point of showing you all these different trend lines? It's to show you that the all-time trend is not a one-off. The all-time trend hasn't bounced around from way different things in the past. No, look at it, and you can see that all of these trend lines are hugging the all-time trend line, except for one, the furthest back in time. 2010, which when there was just very, very thin pricing data for Bitcoin. So let's take away 2010's trend line. Now we can zoom in a little bit here and see. But again, just looking at the tooltip, let's go back to December 31st. All right, these are all very close around $600,000 per Bitcoin. But let's look at the 2 years in the red, 2016, 2020. 2016, $599,000, rounding to $600,000 per Bitcoin by 2030. 2020, $627,000 per Bitcoin. Why are those red? Because they are below the all-time trend line. You can see the all-time trend line, $640,000 per Bitcoin. Those are the only two trends that are below. But that's an important point. Because you might think, based on 2010's trend line and others, that this trend line is just always going to fall. Not true. Not the case. All right. Just putting these back up, and let's go ahead and back to, like, say, today, and let's zoom a little bit in here. Now we can see all the trend lines a little bit better, taking away our crazy trend line from 2010. Look at all these blue trend lines that are above. If it was the case that the all-time trend was always just falling based on new Bitcoin pricing data, then the all-time trend line would be below it. But look, indeed, we're not at an all-time low. There are two trend lines, two year ends, that are lower than the all-time trend. One is 2016, the other is 2020. What's in common about both of those? They were kind of after two long bear markets. So they took in the most depressed pricing data up to that point based on their relative time periods. And so they are below the all-time trend. They are the lowest trend line. Now, Bitcoin's price, yes, it is indeed below all of these trend lines, but it wasn't as of 2021. And it wasn't as of 2017 and at many other points in its history. So price, of course, with a volatile asset that's emerging onto the market, is going to be above the trend line, going to be below the trend line. But if you're talking a 95% R squared and you can see all of these trend lines just hugging together, that's quite interesting. And it's not at all the case where the all-time trend line of Bitcoin is just falling. It's not. Okay, so 2016 is in fact the lowest. That's the record low trend line. So the record low trend line tells us that Bitcoin's price should be about $49,000 per Bitcoin. All the other trend lines are above 2016's trend line, which again should tell you something. Based on all the data that has happened from January 1st, 2017 until now, we're posting higher trend lines than all the data from the beginning until December 31st, 2016. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. Trend lines, they're great. Power trend lines. Let's focus on the signal, not on the noise. Yes, price is lower than all the trend lines, but that's how it works. If the markets were going to follow these trend lines exactly, you'd have 100% R squared. Impossible. No one knows the future. This is how it is. Follow the signal, not the noise. Thanks for watching.